vernacular photography is a huge subject because that's where, you know, most of the photographs are, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the big problem is that there are lots of boring photographs. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people who go through this material who have very interesting eyes, who can find things that I can't or haven't got the patience to find, or you wouldn't notice. But it's just the quantity of stuff that's out there that's from an artistic point of view, it's hard to get your arms wrapped around it. And then it's not only artists who are interested in it, there's historians who are interested mm-hmm. in it, because, you know, there's different design clothing, or there's, you know, some technology that's depicted there that, you know, like televisions of the 1950s, what do they look like? Well, you can see them in snapshots, that kind of thing. So there's all sorts of other reasons, not just artistic ones, for collecting vernacular pictures. I actually think
that
again, it's not going to be museums that'll be the savior of this stuff. It's mm-hmm. going to be libraries that are interested in popular culture.
Right.
That will. So preserve this.
Preserving that much broader range of photography than what a museum or a gallery would typically
look like. I mean, the museum or gallery is just going to pick out what's kind of intriguing artistically, but it's not going to say the whole thing.
Of course. And what about individuals? As individual collectors for vernacular photography is something that seems to be open, you know, affordable for any individual.
Yeah, well, it's marvelous. It's like going to the it's like if you're interested in vintage clothing, right? Going to
Salvation Army.
Yeah, exactly. It takes a lot of time.
And
lots of patience. And knowing what you're looking for. It's exactly the same thing. And lots of patience, yeah. But you can find great stuff.
Yeah.
And same thing with...
So this fascinates me, because I'm very interested personally in saving our history and mm-hmm. our culture. Who else might be interested in photographs but don't know it yet? What other kinds of audience, you know, if a clothing designer might not have thought of looking at old pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Who else might be interested in this sort of thing?
Oh, well, historians of any stripe, or designers, mm-hmm. or people interested in, you know, old forms of technology, you know, gardeners, you know, historians of our culture, of our past, of any aspect of it, I think would be interested. People interested, psychologists, and interested in looking at families and family life in the United States.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can tell a lot
from
photography, yeah. History is interesting. That's what this all teaches you.
Uh-huh.